Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is WNYC, all of it. Kate Hines is in studio, WNYC's planning editor, because Kate has a plan. Kate, do you have plans for the L train?
We do have lots of plans for the L train.
No, you do.
Work begins on Friday, and this is the sort of truncated work plan that the MTA has changed since Governor Cuomo stepped in and inserted himself into the process. But on Friday, on nights and weekends, one of the L train tunnels is going to close, which means it's only going to run every 20 minutes between Lorimer and 8th Avenue in Brooklyn. I mean, excuse me, 8th Avenue in Manhattan.
All right. You wanted to get people's
point of view. I want to know how people are preparing for this, if they are preparing for this, if L train riders have taken notice and are starting to game, you know, how they're going to commute in after work on the L train begins, if it's going to change their weekend plans or if they work on weekends, how it's going to change. So I would love to hear from listeners.
212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Give us a call. Tell us if you are have plans, contingency plans for the L train shutdown. I saw it this morning and it made me laugh. I don't know if it should make me laugh or not, but the messaging is like, hey, isn't this cute? It's millennial pink. And then millennial pink and the gray of the L. And I was like, this is not fooling anybody. This is going to be a problem.
Right. Well, it may be, you know, that's what I'm trying to gauge. My feeling about changes to the commute is that the first two or three days are kind of hellish, and then like water running down a mountain, commuters find their way. But what I'd really like to know is if people are already like, yep, I'm going to take the J or the Z instead, or I'm going to go back a couple stops and then transfer to the A. Like, people are very wily, and I want to see how it's being gamed.
What is your workaround for the L train shutdown? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Please call us. Kate has a plan, but Kate wants to hear what you have to say. So forgive me if you said this or if I should know this. How long is this going to be?
15 to 18 months. Might be. Look, it was supposed to be a total shutdown. So,
okay.
You know, this is probably better from that point of view, although it's still not entirely clear to me if this plan is ultimately better than the original plan the MTA proposed, which was to do a huge amount of replacement of equipment in the tunnels. And instead they're, you know, this plan is fine. It's totally fine. It's totally serviceable. We're only going to replace like 1% of the bench walls instead of 100% of the bench walls. And those are the crumbling things that are on the side of the tunnel right now that contain all the cabling. But they're like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
When you say crumbling and tunnel.
Crumbling is, no, but it's on the side. I mean, stuff does fall off in tunnels every now and then. Stuff crumbles from the ceiling, but I shouldn't say never, but it's not like the type of thing where all of a sudden the tunnel's going to implode. That just won't happen.
My guest is WNYC's planning editor. She sends everybody out and about in the newsroom. We're talking about the big stories this week. Okay, I saw on the planning sheet, the mayor will present an executive budget. What does that mean to me as a New Yorker?
This is part of the budget dance. What we're going to learn is kind of how big a haircut the mayor wants different agencies to take in the city. When he presented his preliminary budget in February, he basically said, I need cost savings across the board from every agency. And this is the first time he said that. You know, we've been kind of seeing a steady expansion of services and the workforce since de Blasio has taken office. But now the mayor, like governors of Democratic states all over the country, have to look back. He's not a governor. But obviously, Democratic states and cities across the country are really worried about the future of federal aid. And so we're seeing that start to contract a little bit. So he is taking that into account and saying, you know, I need to make sure that we have some money socked away for a rainy day, and I need to see service cuts. Budget cuts. So on Thursday is when we see what he has gotten back from his agencies and is now ready to present formally to the city council, which will then likely come back and say, I don't want to see that kind of cut. I want to see something else. And so it's all part of the negotiation process.
All right. So a step in the dance.
Exactly.
On April 25th. Plastic bag ban. I saw that on the planner. What's that?
Governor Cuomo actually just signed this into law yesterday, I think, where cities and counties across New York will be able to put a ban on plastic or add a fee for plastic bags. And this is something that New York City had wanted to do some time ago, and Governor Cuomo kind of quashed it because he said he wanted to take like a more holistic statewide approach. That approach is now here. And I don't know when it goes into effect. I'm sorry, I should have looked that up. But it doesn't go into effect right now. But we have a grace period in which people will have to either pay or bring their own bag.
I'm for it.
I'm for it, too.
Hey, also, you know what? Pledge drive coming up. Tote bags. It's the answer. Just giving you a preview. My guest is WNYC's planning editor, Kate Hines. We're talking about everything that she's got on the planning schedule for the WNYC newsroom. Okay, so this is a tough story, but it's an important story. Law firms to release testimony, releasing the names of 50 Boy Scout leaders who are involved in sexually abusing minors. What happened today?
That's 50 in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Earlier today, they...
Alone, wow.
Quote, unquote, released the names of 130 in New York. These are not new names. There are about 7,000 alleged abusers in the Boy Scouts nationwide since dating back to 1944. This is like information that came to light out of a Oregon Supreme Court decision back in 2012. My reporter and I are actually still trying to understand what it was she went to this morning at the law firm.
Oh, like, interesting.
These aren't really new names. What are we starting to hear? And what I think we're starting to see a lot of is consciousness raising is not the right term, but New York's Child Victims Act law goes into effect August 14th. That is the date that you will be able to file a lawsuit. Going back, there's a one-year sort of like window that extends the statute of limitations.
Okay.
So starting August 14th, you will be able to file a lawsuit against someone that or an organization that you said abused you, no matter how far back. After that year is up, the statute of limitations of 28 years, I think, goes into effect. So we're seeing more and more of these press conferences of attorneys saying, look,
yeah. Oh, interesting.
You know, these names are out there. Know your rights, know that the Child Victims Act is going into effect, and you have some, you know, legal rights.
All right, so we hit L-Train, the mayor, plastic bag ban, Boy Scouts, anything else in the planner that we should have our ear to the ground about?
Yeah, I'm watching a story in New Jersey on the State Economic Development Authority. This is the agency that oversees state corporate tax breaks that has come under scrutiny for giving away like billions of dollars in tax breaks to corporations and then not really monitoring it to make sure that the corporations were keeping up with it. So, you know, that's Governor Murphy has demanded the resignations of everybody on the board. But the state Senate President Steve Sweeney says not so fast. So it looks like there's going to be a little bit of a standoff in New Jersey.
Wow. You got left with a cliffhanger.
I know.
To be continued.
Tune in next week.
Well done. Kate Hines is WNYC's planning editor. We have her in every week because Kate has a plan. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Coming up after the break, Steve Tyrell. He is at the Cafe Carlisle. We'll hear more about his set coming up.